from KQED.
The governor's new budget features rough cuts for public schools from the university level all the way down to kindergarten. Jerry Brown says the situation could change if voters approve tax hikes in the fall, but that's a maybe several months down the road. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis says many schools are bracing for the worst.
The governor's plan to close the state's $9 billion budget gap hinges on his November tax initiative. Brown says if voters agree to raise sales and income taxes, schools will not get cut. In fact, they'd get an increase of about $5 billion. But that's a big if, says Marcus Walton, spokesman for the Capistrano Unified School District in Orange County. He says you can't run a school district based on the possibility of new money in November.
As long as Sacramento keeps putting school districts into binds like this, the best we can do is come up with different scenarios, hope that we have the wherewithal to make the right decisions.
That's because school districts are drafting budgets based on the worst-case scenario, that is, voters rejecting the tax increase. That would trigger almost $5 billion in automatic spending cuts to education, an amount equivalent to 3 weeks of school. For Capistrano Unified and other districts, the worst-case spending plans mean they'll be forced to dip into their reserves, and they'll slash employee salaries through furloughs, across-the-board pay cuts, or layoffs.
Districts are right to be cautious.
Stanford education researcher David Plank.
Wait till the money shows up before you spend it. I mean, that would be kind of the generic advice. It's not very helpful, but you know, that's all you can say.
And about 100 school districts learned their lesson last year when the governor encouraged districts to rehire teachers based on optimistic budget projections. When those numbers didn't pan out, many school districts, including major districts like San Diego Unified, were forced to make mid-year budget cuts. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.